You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government says it is actively planning the road out of COVID-19 restrictions. Easter travel was only 13% of its usual levels throughout the country, which has helped contribute to reduced rates of new infections, the so-called flattening of the curve. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian spoke last week of assessing the laws on a month-by-month basis, but has also warned that lifting restrictions would come with a risk.
Every time you relax a restriction, more people will get sick, more people will die, and it's a horrible situation to be in, but they're the choices, they're the options, and we need to be very upfront about that.
So is lifting restrictions in the near future a possibility? Adjunct Professor Bill Botell from the University of New South Wales believes not.
I can understand entirely that people want to believe it's over or it's at the end, but it's not. We've let it in. We have 6,500 cases. We've got a regrettable number of deaths. And if we relax vigilance and we just declare that it's all over or looking good, that would be the greatest single piece of good news you could give to the virus.
He says while it is good news that the flattening of the curve is consolidating, decisions on loosening restrictions have to be made extremely carefully.
If people relax restrictions without taking the policy based on science and evidence and facts and what's happening in other countries who are also gingerly trying to figure this out, we would be very, very foolish to do that.
The strict social restrictions are designed to slow down the virus's spread rather than totally eliminate it. Social distancing and restrictions on gatherings have had a serious positive effect on case numbers, while the halt on international travel and therefore imported cases of COVID-19 is also being reflected in the lessening case numbers. New Zealand, on the other hand, is in near total lockdown and is trying to eradicate the virus completely. Its case numbers are also falling, and Australia's Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy told the ABC elimination is a strategy Australia could also consider.
It's certainly one of the potential strategic options to consider. The challenge with elimination is that nobody yet knows whether it's possible. We don't know to what extent there is asymptomatic transmission of this virus. We know that there's evidence that a number of people can get the virus with such mild symptoms that they may never present for testing. So there's lots of unknowns about that.
Moving to an elimination strategy, though, would mean more social restrictions rather than a relaxation of them. Professor Murphy says authorities won't consider easing distancing restrictions until they are confident the public health system can deal with the inevitable increase in infections that would follow, but that Australia is pretty close to being able to do that. But Professor Botell doesn't believe that inevitable infection should be tolerated. He cites Austria as an example of a country that has suppressed the virus well enough to be considering relaxing its social restrictions. Even then, masks will be required to be worn in public and social distancing will still be ruthlessly imposed in order to prevent any community transmission. And that, Professor Botell says, is only the first step.
But I don't think Austria and anywhere else is thinking of, for example, allowing crowds to congregate in football stadiums or religious observance or anywhere where we used to be shoulder to shoulder with people. That's not on the agenda anywhere. And why would it be? Because such a thing can only help the virus do its work.
The World Health Organization has urged countries to take a measured approach and to closely monitor outcomes and make adjustments before moving to each next step of easing restrictions. With so many countries at different stages of dealing with COVID-19, it's hard to know which are taking the best approach. And Professor Botell cautions against thinking Australia's own COVID-19 journey has a beginning, a middle and an end.
People should be under no illusion that this is a story that has a beginning, a middle and a happy ending necessarily. That can only come if and when there is a vaccine developed for this, and that's a big if.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Matt Connellan, SBS News.